Last Saturday, several people gathered in downtown Portland for the Animal Rights March to raise awareness about speciesism, which is described as a prejudice and discrimination against other species despite their ability to feel pain and fear. Hundreds of protesters marched the roads of downtown Portland calling for animal justice in the meat, clothing, and science experimentation industry. Periodically, throughout the march, everyone would come to a full stop while a speaker would share why they were protesting. Here's one of these moments.
Ocean scientists are in agreement that the oceans will be completely fished out by 2050. This is in both of our lifetimes. The oceans cover 73% of this planet. And you see when the apex predators of the oceans, such as whales, sharks and dolphins are starving to death, they are a canary in the coal mine for all of us. As the great Paul Watson says, when the oceans die, we all die. So please, sea life, not seafood.
Next, I spoke with one of the leaders of this march, Amber Canavan.
We had about 500 people today marching the streets of Portland to show people that animals feel pain, they love their families, and they deserve to live in freedom and not be subjected to the routine cruelties that are done to them in the meat, dairy, egg, fur, leather industries. Animals are considered property right now, but we know from science, we've probably already knew that if we really looked in our hearts, that animals feel pain just like us and want to live just like us. And we should be extending our circle of compassion to other species that we share this planet with.
And here's what she has to say about raising awareness about eliminating meat from our plate and what we wear.
Well, I gotta say, after countless eyewitness investigations into pretty much every industry that uses animals, we've found that there is, any time an animal is used for profit, they always suffer. There's no nice way to exploit someone, whether it's stealing their lives, whether it's forcibly impregnating them and taking their babies away so we can have their milk, whether it's manipulating them on the genetic level so they're laying eggs upon eggs until their bodies become frail and we slaughter them, as in the egg industry. We can survive and actually thrive by not exploiting animals, by living a vegan lifestyle. The world is literally burning down around our ears. The Amazon rainforests are being set on fire at the behest of the beef industry. Horses are being slaughtered on the plains to give room for cows to graze. The chicken industry is one of the heaviest water polluters in our country, even worse than Exxon. And you don't hear about these things because these industries are very powerful, and people, whether they like it or not, have an invested interest in continuing in the way that we are continuing. But we really can't do that anymore if we want to continue living on this planet. We need to respect the others that we share this planet with.
With KBOO Evening News, I'm Claire Rosciato.